Today is Friday, July 26th. What a new report says about election interference and a new compromise with some of the largest car makers in the world. Plus, cutting-edge science literally cuts DNA, and Apple makes a big purchase. Today's episode is brought to you in part by the University of Texas at El Paso, or UTEP. UTEP Connect offers flexible online programs and is accepting applications for fall 2019. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in less than 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Erica Mandy. Thanks so much for being here. You ready? Let's do this. Another serious warning about Russia interfering in U.S. elections. This time, it's a new report released from the Senate Intelligence Committee. It shows Russia started interfering in 2014 and likely targeted the election systems in all 50 states. So what's being done about it now? It's not completely clear. The New York Times reports some key recommendations were blacked out in that report. U.S. intelligence agencies apparently don't want that info public. And it seems Congress can't agree on how to act. The AP reports the House passed a bill to send more money for election security, but the Senate is not on board. Top Republicans say progress is already being made, so no more funding is needed. But Democrats say that inaction is a disgrace and pointed to Robert Mueller's testimony earlier this week when he said Russia is still meddling in elections as we speak. By the way, researchers from a cybersecurity firm in California told the Washington Post Russia is not the only country trying to impact U.S. elections. Others like Iran are taking a page from Russia's book, trying to put out disinformation to sway voters. For the first time in more than 15 years, the federal government will start using the death penalty again. NBC News reports federal execution stopped in 2003 because of legal challenges about the drugs used for the procedure. Until now, a three-drug cocktail was used for lethal injection. But Attorney General William Barr says the federal government will now use a single drug instead, and he's okayed executions to start up again. In fact, he told the Bureau of Prisons to schedule executions for five death row inmates convicted of murdering children, and it's set for December and January. Barr says resuming the death penalty will help the government seek justice against the, quote, worst criminals. And the AP reports President Trump is on board. He thinks it's an appropriate punishment for some crimes, including mass shootings and killing police officers. But not everyone is for this. CNN reports critics worry about the financial costs and wrongful convictions. The death penalty is legal in 30 states, but executions on the federal level are rare. Four of the world's largest car makers just made a climate compromise with the state of California to make more fuel-efficient cars. The more miles the cars get per gallon, the less greenhouse gas pollution they emit into the atmosphere. So Reuters reports Ford, Volkswagen, Honda, and BMW have agreed with California to make cars that average about 51 miles per gallon by the year 2026. That's a bit less strict than the rules put in place by former President Obama, but much more strict than the plan the Trump administration is working on. The Hill reports President Trump wants to lower the gas mileage requirement to just 37 miles per gallon, saying it'll keep cars affordable. But California and several other states want to keep the stricter laws already in place, saying it's about climate and clean air. As for the car makers, they say it's about consistency. Even though Trump's plan would lower regulations on the companies, they say they made the deal because it's more important to have a clear set of rules all across the country. Some critics call it a PR stunt. And at this point, Reuters reports the deal is voluntary, not legally binding. So there's mixed reactions from environmental groups. Parts of Europe will get a much-needed cool-off today, but only after dealing with record-breaking temperatures for the second time this summer. AccuWeather reports temps are expected to start dropping in Central Europe today, but earlier this week, Paris hit 108 degrees, shattering the city's all-time high temperature set 70 years ago. And keep in mind, most places there, including homes, do not have air conditioning. London, the Netherlands, and Germany also set heat records. All right, we have more news ahead, but first, a quick break to thank today's sponsor, Babbel. Babbel is a language learning app that will get you to speak that new language you've always wanted to know and speak it with confidence. I love that Babbel makes it so easy to get started and to keep going. Lessons are broken up into just 10 to 15 minutes, so it's not overwhelming, and I especially love to use Babbel before I go on an international trip. Babbel is designed to quickly get you speaking your new language within weeks. Babbel's teaching method has been proven effective across multiple studies, and you can focus on having real-life conversations. So give it a try. Babbel is the number one selling language learning app in the world for a reason. And you can try Babbel for free. Go to babbel.com or download the app to try Babbel for free. That's Babbel, B-A-B-B-E-L, babbel.com or download the app to try Babbel for free. Now back to the news. Scientists are about to use a new gene editing technique inside human patients for the first time. The treatment, called CRISPR, actually cuts or edits DNA. The goal? Try and cure an inherited form of blindness. The AP reports it's meant to be a one-time permanent treatment and it can't be undone. But if all goes well, blind patients may be able to get their vision for good. Researchers say this has the potential to cure or treat many diseases caused by gene flaws. Of course, it's very new, and the risks are still not fully known. Testing starts this fall. Apple is set to buy most of Intel's smartphone modem business, which could mean the tech company is one step closer to offering a 5G network. TechCrunch reports Apple will pay $1 billion for 2,000 of Intel's employees, intellectual property, and other equipment. The move is believed to be a way for Apple to get the iPhone ready for the faster 5G network, which is expected sometime next year. This will also give Apple the opportunity to start building some of its device parts in-house, which the company has been pushing for. Under the deal, Intel will still be able to make non-smartphone devices like computers and self-driving cars. This deal is expected to close later this year. Ford's e-scooter company has big plans to expand. The Verge reports 15,000 scooters will be available in 8 more cities starting next month, including LA, Denver, and Minneapolis. And Ford plans to bring its company, Spin, to 100 cities by next year. Along with the expansion, Spin is upgrading its scooters, saying they'll have a better braking system and battery life and an anti-theft feature. It seems Ford and its company, Spin, are laying the plans to compete more with well-known scooter companies Bird and Lime. The reboot of Will and Grace is coming to an end. Variety says originally only 10 new episodes were planned, and there ended up being 52. The series returned to TV 10 years after the original 8 seasons, and now the final season, round 2, will air next year. People magazine says other shows with final seasons coming soon include Modern Family, How to Get Away with Murder, and Empire. Also in entertainment news, there's a big new partnership between Drake and SiriusXM. Billboard says SiriusXM, which also now owns Pandora, will create a radio station dedicated just to the rapper and his curated music. It's expected later this year. And finally, at the movies, one of the most talked about films debuting this weekend has two of the world's biggest movie stars, Brad Pitt and Leonardo DiCaprio. The film is called Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. But The Hollywood Reporter predicts it'll still come in behind The Lion King, which debuted last weekend. And that's it for today. You are ready to go. Thank you so much for listening. And as always, if you want to read more about any of the stories we mentioned, just look for the links and sources in today's show notes. You can find them in your podcast app or on thenewsworthy.com. The Newsworthy is ready for you to listen every weekday by 4 in the morning. I'll be back with more news on Monday. Have a great weekend.